This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBayim. We're continuing Mishmaros Daf HaShavua. Today we begin a brand new subject. The subject is Dinei Anias HaKadosh HaYidei HaKahal, answering Kadosh through the Kahal. The Kahal answering Kadosh. Are you excited? Raise your hand if you're excited. Okay, thank you. Very good. Says the Mechaber, Yesh L'chavein Ba'anias HaKadosh. You should be Mechavein when you answer Kadosh. Haga, says Rama, V'la Yavsik Bein Yeheshmei Rabba L'mevarach. Do not interrupt between Yeheshmei Rabba and Mevarach. Now this is a very interesting halacha. Yesh L'chavein Ba'anias HaKadosh. And I wanted to make something out of it, but I don't think it's correct, because you see, the Mechaber wrote the words Yesh L'chavein Ba'anias HaKadosh V'la'anois Oysoi B'kol Ram U'l'hishtado Lorotz K'dei L'shmei HaKadosh. The Mechaber says three things. Actually, each one stands independently. You know, the fact that the Rama interrupts with the Haggah, you know, gives us highlights, really, the first din that the Mechaber says. You know, had it not been for the Ramah, by the way, I did hear historically, you know, the Ramah, when he wrote his commentary, he didn't put his words in the words of the Mechaber. He wrote it on the side, like the Shach and the Taz. You know, but now the Ramah has prime real estate. It's like Ke'ilu, he wrote it in the words of the Mechaber. But the Mechaber does say one should be Mechavein in the answering of Kadosh. So, you know, the fact that there's a Ramah here, it highlights it, but actually it is correct. One has to have Kavana by Kadosh. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, I don't know, I'm not into these Parsha sheets on the tables by davening. Exactly when are people having Parsha sheets? When are they using it? Yeah, Rabbi Yeager supports this announcement. Okay. I mean, the only time you could do it, I don't know, when you get there early. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're coming early to read Parsha sheets. You're not even allowed to think in learning during Kaddish. Forget about learning. You're not allowed to think in learning during Kaddish. You need to be mechavein to the Kaddish. And it's not like the Yetzirah would be interested in getting you not to have Kavana by Kaddish. It's not like, you know, maybe you could destroy all bad decrees on the Jewish people and have all your sins atoned for. I mean, If someone was the Yetzirah and they needed to interrupt something, a Kaddish would be really right up there, you know? So a person has to be on guard during Kaddish. And one has to be focused on it. Okay, so says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh L'chavein, Ki Amar Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kala oina amen yishmei rabba mevarach b'chol koichoi, karen loi gizar dinai. Anyone who answers amen yishmei rabba with all of his strength, they rip up his bad decree. Upershu harishainim. The Rishonim explained, the Ritzonim loimer b'chol koichai. What does it mean with all your strength? B'chol kavanasai, with all your intention. Uv'chol evarav, and with all of one's limbs. Dahainu sheyamrenu b'leiv, the nefesh, you should say with your heart and your soul. V'loi rak kemoitzi b'svasav, not like someone who just emits it with his lips. V'libai bal imai, and his heart is not with him. Now it's interesting, because there are really two Perushim in B'chol Koichai. Either the more commonly understood Perush is B'chol Kavanasai, with all of your intention. But literally B'chol Koichai means with all your strength. Now between me and you, did you ever see a guy say Amen Yehishmei Rabba, Mamish B'chol Koichai? I mean, if you right now would say it B'chol Koichai, they would have you institutionalized. Seriously. You never saw anybody do it B'chol Koichai Mamish. I mean, they would carry the guy out in a straitjacket. You know, maybe by some chassidusim, the whole davening is screaming the whole time. Maybe they could pull it off. By any typical shul, yeshiva, I don't think you'll see anyone say it b'chol koichai. So the chida in the Avodas HaKodesh, the Mar Be'etzva, he has a unbelievable take on this. You ready? The chida says, avada you should do it b'chol koichai. You should rev yourself up as if you're going to do it b'chol koichai. But lemaisa, when it comes down to doing it, you do it regular. But it's not that we're oiker the pshat in the Gemara legamri b'chol koichai. It means b'chol kavanasai. It means b'chol koichai also. Rev yourself up. In other words, let's say you're like you're a pitcher on the mound and you have to throw 100 miles an hour. You got to rev up. You got to like, you know, rev up to throw it. Lemaisa, you could throw it 30 miles an hour. So the same thing with Kaddish, the Chida says. You rev yourself up like you're going to unleash a scream that they're going to have to institutionalize you. But you don't have to actually do that because Lemaisa, you need to come home that night. Yeah, that's how the Chida says it. But you should still do it b'chol kavanasai. The Koshikin should talk is our ma'oidu ma'oid shaloi lohasiach b'emtsa Kaddish kedusha. You should certainly be very careful. Ma'oid u'ma'oid. Not just ma'oid, me'oid, ma'oid, u'me'oid. Not to talk. Kedisim sechazar chas. Rabbi Chama ashkech el Eliyahu b'kama alfei gmam tu'unim af v'chema. Rabbi Chama found Eliyahu with thousands of camels laden with anger. L'shalim lo'elu, to pay those. V'chal ha'madaber be'ilu ha'mekoymus ha'olav ha'kosav o'ymer v'loi o'isi karasa Yaakov. I don't call you Yaakov. It's like you lose your status of being called a Jew. You could eat herring. You could eat potato kugel. No, you're not called a Jew. If you talk by Kaddish, you're not called a Jew. You might be Jewish, but we're not gonna give you the honor of calling that to you. You're called a son, but you're not called a Jew. Because of the Sefer Chassidim, writes, Masa b'chassid echad shara l'chassid acher b'moysay upan marikais. One chassid saw another chassid. His face was green. Amar lay, lama panecha marikais. Why is your face green? Amar lay, m'mnei shayisim medavi v'shal shal tzir tzibur haya oymer v'ayichulu. I used to talk when the shal tzibur said v'ayichulu u'berkas magin avais u'v'yisgadal. So question, why was the guy a chassid? What do you mean he was a chassid? He talked by the davening. The answer is, he had cheshbonos of chassidus to talk by the davening. He had all kinds of cheshbonos of mitzvah. And they were all nonsense. Because you know how to do it no matter what. Okay. A certain wise man appeared to his student in a dream. He saw the student had a stain on his forehead. The student said, why do you have this stain? I wasn't careful not to converse when the Chazan said Kaddish. If you take out a Sefer during Kaddish, you're an Avarian. You're a sinner. You're a sinner. If you think in learning during Kaddish, it's Asur. That's not the time to learn. Reb Chaim Knievsky, I believe in Parshas Balak, has this piece that Balak, he stole his righteousness. And Reb Chaim interprets it, you know, there are people who learn, but they don't always learn at the right time. You know, I always have this challenge. I'm invited to see him in the 9 days. Yeah, but I know the guy learned half the shas during Chazar Sashatz. So now, not as bad enough, he's telling everyone he learned shas. He didn't learn shas. He sinned daily. And not only that, now he wants to be oiker the din of eating meat in the 9 days through a siyum that never happened. Okay, what are you going to do? Vafilu lahara b'divrei Torah, aser b'shah shachazin oimer kaddish. But I'll tell you, I'll tell you, Yisrael kedoshim heim. I was speaking in a shul, and there was a Sephardi man. He must have been in his 70s, and I was talking about how you can't bring a phone into Beis HaKnesses. You can't have a phone in a shul. You know, it's like you're allowing infiltration into the fortress of the Jewish people. So I got a little nervous, you know, maybe people are going to say, you know, who do you think you are? What right do you have to tell us what to do? So this man, he's older than me, he came over. You know, what should he do? He has to test his blood sugar on an app on his phone. So I said, okay, you know, if it's pikuach nefashos, you know, you could do it. You could bring the phone in. He said, I don't know. He says he thinks that for 45 minutes for the davening, you know, it's not life-threatening. He said, you know what? I'm not going to bring it in. So you see, unbelievable, mesiras nefesh. He's willing to, so, you know, risk his. Okay. Sifkatan base hakadosh nusach hakadosh yiskadel v'yiskadesh. The way to say kadosh is yiskadel v'yiskadesh. So you say, but in my siddur it says a patach. Pal, I think you can handle this. Even though it says a patach, still I think you'll be capable of saying yiskadel anyway. I think this is something you could do. Shahusa, now I do think it's tali on Ashkenaz and Sfard, because I think Nusach Sfard says Yiskadal. But if you don't know what to do, Yiskadal. It's based on the Pasuk, V'hiskadilti v'hiskadishti, ha'amor le'inyin mulchemes goig umagoig. Sha'az Yiskadal, Shemai Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu d'chsiv, b'ayayimahu yiyah Hashem achad u'shmai achad. Now, here it is, we're in the end of days, and we're getting closer to mulchemes goig umagoig, whatever exactly that is. And when we say Kaddish, or when we're mechaving to Kaddish, we should sincerely be davening that Hashem's name should be made great and glorious at the time of Mechemes Goyg U'Magoyg. V'yoymer ha-dalid de-yis-gadel v'yis-gadesh b'tseirei. The dalid should be with a tseirei. Ki hu ivri. It's Hebrew v'loy targum. Ayin v'beis Yosef. So it's... So again, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should emphasize the Dalid Yiskadel, not Yiskadash, Yiskadal. Ayin b'beis Yosef. V'loy b'shnei shva'in. Not with two shvas. Ki'ilu hatav v'hagimel b'shva. In other words, it should not be it should not sound like the gimel and the tuf and the gimel is with the shva. Like yizgadal. Like yizgadal of a yizgadah shemei rabah. Don't do it that way. You know? Yizgadal. Not yizgadal. Or yizgadal. Ela hagimel bepatach. Yizgadal. V'yadgish hagimel. You should emphasize the gimel of yizgadal. So it should not sound like yishtama yiskadel. You don't want it to sound like a neck. Yiskadel lashon oiref targum oiref kidal. V'lo yadgish b'yoyser habeis di yisbarach. Don't emphasize too much the base of yisbarach. V'yachtoi chetev ahei de v'yis halal, because it could sound like yis alal. A lot of people say v'yis alal, v'yis halal, ha, right? Di v'ra. Shtei tevoisein, not divra, divra. Okay, divra. Achar tevas is very important. Kirusei yafsik kitzas. Yiskadel v'yiskadesh shemei rabba. Bi'amal divra kirusei. After you say the words kirusei, you should pause. The tevas elu koi alamala al yiskadel v'yiskadesh shemei rabba. Bi'amal divra kirusei. In the world that he created as he willed. Not, v'yamal divrach yusei v'yamlich malchusei. That's how you'll hear it in most places. V'yamal divrach yusei v'yamlich malchusei. And guess what? That's wrong. And it's okay. He might do other things in his life that are correct, but Kaddish won't be one of them. Okay? V'yamal divrach yusei, pause. V'yamal divrach yusei, pause. Vizman kariv imru amen. Nachan shem rachel tzibra bevas achas v'lo yavsik b'neim. B'yamal divrach yusei v'yamlich ma'achusei b'chayichem v'yamachem 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 b'agalov vizman kariv v'imru amen. B'agalov vizman kariv. Don't let him pick a niggun where where Bizman Kariv is the end, and then he throws in like a few seconds later of Imru Amin. Nachon sheyomer shel tzibur v'asachas v'yas, and then you should say it at one time. Ki noyagim she'en hakol oinim amin ad sheyomer shel tzibur amin. Because the bottom line is, people are not answering amin until the shel tzibur says amin. So people are not going to say amin until he says v'imru amin. Im hashliach tzibur marech harbe benigun shel v'imru amin. If the Shel Tzibur is gurgling from the Imru Amein, he's singing a piece, a Chazanish piece from, you know, yesteryear. Don't wait for him. He got out the words of Imru Amein. He said, just answer Amein and then let him gurgle. Lo yamtino ben yasamein. Kisha oimer ha'oina Amein yehishmei rabba. When the responder says Amein yehishmei rabba, so that was not correct. Not it's Amein yehishmei rabba. It's Amein. Pause. Yehei Shmei Rabba. Yafsik Tzas Ben Amein Lehei Shmei Rabba. Uchahagavna Ben Amein Lemoidim. Not Amein Moidim Anachnu Lach. By the way, before that even, when you say Hamachzer Shechinasai Letzion, don't say Moidim Anachnu Lach. It's Amein. Pause. Moidim Anachnu Lach. Ben Amein Lemoidim. Kitevas Amein Koy Ani Alashel Tzibur Vehei Shmei Rabba Humar Bevefnei Atze. It's not Amein Yehei Shmei Rabba. But everybody says Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. Yeah, but it's wrong. Anyway, they didn't pause by Chirusei. But by the way, you don't have to make both mistakes. You could even only making one of those mistakes is better than making both of them. So again, B'Amad Yivrach Chirusei, pause. And then when you answer, it's not Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. It's not anyone who answers Amen Yeheshmei Rabba B'chol Kach. It's anyone who answers Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. Also, it's not Yehei Shmei Rabba. There's no word Rabba. Rabba was a man in the Gemara. He was a very great man. But it's Amein Yehei Shmei Rabba. Okay. Yehei Shmei Rabba. Hu Targum. This is what the good rabbi said. He sent me in an email, right? Rabbi Yanko, the Shkoyach. He said, Yehei Shmei Rabba hu mamar fnei atzi, Yehei Shmei Rabba hu targum shal, Yehei Shmei Hagadol mevoirach li'oylam uliyomei oylamim. It's the targum of Yehei Shmei Hagadol mevoirach li'oylam uliyomei oylamim. The only thing is, I would ask, it doesn't say anywhere Yehei Shmei Hagadol mevoirach li'oylam uliyomei oylamim. Does it? Is there a pasuk in Tanakh, Yehei Shmei Hagadol mevoirach La'ilam ulamei ailamim. Shmei b'li yud. There's no yud in Shmei. What would the difference be if there was a yud? Not sure. Also, gam b'li mapike, says the Taz. It's not yehei Shmei. However, the Prima Gadim is Masha, it's better to say it with Mapike. Mivarach, become Atzachazet, not Mivoirach. Yehishme Rabba Mivoirach. No, no, no. It's Mivarach, Upatach Tachazarish. Le Olam, not Le Oilam. Le Olam, become Atzachazayan. Uli Olmei, with a Vav, Ula. Yehishme Rabba Mivarach. Le alam, ul alamei, v'tzach ha-shel tzibur gam kein loymer belachash yehei shmei rabba, v'chulu, v'lo yoymer oid ha-pam amin. The shel tzibur says, v'yamei v'chai choyn, v'yamei choyn, v'chai d'cho b'yisrael, ba'agala, v'zman kara, v'imru amin. He doesn't say amin yehei shmei rabba, the shel tzibur says quietly, yehei shmei rabba, mevarach, le alam, ul alamei, omaya. Rak yaschel yehei shmei v'chulu. Acher kach yaschel yisbarach. Then the Shel Tzibur kicks in with yisbarach v'chulu. B'kol ram v'yesh boi shmoina l'shana shel shevach. And there are eight languages of praise. Keneged shiva rakiyim. Keneged the seven heavens. V'harakiya shal gabi roshi hachayos. And the eighth heaven on top of the heads of the chayos. U'v'tchilo oimer yisgadel v'yiskadesh shehim shnei l'shana shel shevach. Shehim b'sach hakol asara l'shana shel shevach keneged asar sadebrois. So it's yiskadel v'yiskadesh shmei rabba B'amal divrach hu say, b'amlich malchu say, b'chaye choyin, b'amchem rez malzom kubin, yisbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yisparar, v'yisraimam, v'yisnase, v'yishadar, v'yisale, v'yishalol. So that's another eight. Okay, here's another thing. Min kol berchasa, le'ela min kol berchasa shalosh tevois. Uviyamim shekoyfel ma'kadishim le'ela u'le'ela, Ein loymar rak mi kol berchasa kedei shelo yehi b'sach hakol rak esrim u'shmoneh tevois. You want 28 words in kaddish. Another thing is, it's not. It's le'ela. It's a mil'el. Le'ela mi kol berchasa. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I'll let you get that down, and have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
He says to say quietly, why is he not being mighty, like someone who can answer right then? I thought by Kedusha, someone's in the middle of Shema Esrei, so the Chazan says that has all the lines of Kedusha loudly, so that everyone could be mighty. Right, he's also losing out on the Kala Oina B'Kol Koichai. Why does he lose that mile as well? I really always thought
I always thought halachot hakira
that you're supposed to say it out, and
that's
just specifically say it quietly.
Okay, so I'm not sure. I have the following hakira. Either you could say belachash is lav davka. Lachash doesn't mean quietly here. Lachash means he's not saying it out loud for the tzibur, but together with the tzibur. Meaning the rest of kaddish, he says for them, but this he doesn't have to say for them because they're saying it. So you're asking, what about somebody who can't say it themselves? Sounds like they could hear it from the tzibur, or perhaps there's no real chiyuv for the chazan to even answer it b'chlal, because he says. You say amen. I'm telling you what to do. I'm talking to you. I'm telling you to say amen.
Amen on the previous piece, Yehishmei Rava is a separate thought. It's not true that both the Damish Mnesh has to listen. He has to listen. Shemei Kain,
is not Shemei Kain on Yehishmei Rava?
There is not.
But who's Yehishmei Rava? Who's?
Somebody who's having a mind to invoke to you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the Chazan, no.
I hear. Very good question. Good question.
Good question, Mandy. I get gold star for that one. Extra credit for the midterm.
Good question.
Use it.
Good question. Okay, let's work on it.
Herbish Emre Reisman, like you just said just now. La'elo is the only word in Kaddish, the emphasis is beginning of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, right?
Yeah, le'ela, milel, ken. Hatzlacha kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.